People protest when something has happened that they don't like. It's rare to find a demonstration over something that might happen, but in fact has not yet transpired. That's precisely the kind of demonstration, though, that Russia had this weekend. Tens of thousands of protesters, Kremlin supporters, took to the streets of Moscow, vowing to prevent a Ukraine-style uprising in their country. Here's reporter Charles Maines in Moscow.
If the Ukraine conflict has left Russian-Western relations full of distrust, this weekend's anti-Maidan demonstration in Moscow was a reminder why. The event marked 1 year since a pro-Western uprising in Kiev's Maidan Square toppled Ukraine's president, Viktor Yanukovych. And in speeches from the stage and conversations in the crowd, it was clear that these Russians have their own take on everything that's transpired since. You might even call it its own parallel universe.
Maidan – это фестиваль смерти!
Maidan is a festival of death, said the Russian writer Nikolai Starikov, who clearly had a penchant for metaphor.
Maidan – это улыбка американского посла.
Maidan is a smile on the face of the American ambassador from his penthouse as he watches brother kill brother.
Maidan – это концентрация всего антирусского.
It was left to Vika Siganova, a well-known singer and co-host of the event, to up the ante. Maidan is the concentration of everything anti-Russian. God help us if it comes here, she said to the crowd. Now, if this smacks as over the top or a bit of heavy-handed political theater, you might be right. The anti-Maidan movement was formed just a few weeks ago, and yet tens of thousands turned out for the televised spectacle. Many who showed up were bussed in. Government critics say they're essentially paid actors, props for the Kremlin. Maybe. In conversations with people after the rally, it's clear that if they're acting, they're pretty good at it. Vladimir Konashur from Rostov-on-Don in southern Russia said he'd come to show his support for Putin because he's right. Simple as that. Another theme was spies within. Vera Moroz was concerned for the Russian president's safety. He's surrounded by traitors, she said, all paid by the U.S. State Department. Others, meanwhile, took issue with the West's reaction to reunification with the Crimean Peninsula. Vera Kuznetsova, for one, said Crimea chose to be with us. It wasn't annexation. With sanctions, she says, the West is trying to destroy us. And as for Russia's role in East Ukraine, Sergei Zoldatov says, yes, we're on the side of the separatists, but we're not fighting alongside them. Those are volunteers. Volunteers. It's statements like these that flabbergast Western leaders, who argue evidence of Russian troops on the ground in Ukraine is overwhelming.
We know to a certainty what Russia has been providing to the separatists, how Russia is involved with the separatists, and the ways in which Russia has cynically been willing to go to...
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry threatened a new round of sanctions against Russia for what he says are repeated violations of the Minsk peace agreement that nominally put a stop to the conflict in East Ukraine. But back at the rally, punishing Washington was more on the minds of those here. Demonstrators posed for pictures while stomping on an American flag, and they burned American money. Okay, it was fake money, or it was until someone offered up the real thing, a $10 bill. We're burning real American money, shouted this man, $10. How much is that worth anyway, he then asked. In rubles, the answer is half of what it used to be, but that was in another reality, before all this began. For the world, this is Charles Maines in Moscow.